causing the echo.
This conference is being recorded.
Okay, good morning, everybody. If your name is not Dr. Liliana, if you can go back into mute mode, then that'll keep this line as clear as possible, because this morning, as you can hear, we get two events, the original version and then the echo, the reverberation version. So we're going to have a whole lot less of Ants and a whole lot more of the guests. And I spoke, and you know this, Dr. Liliana, that Sherry Danzig cannot be with us this morning because of making kind of an emergency trip to Florida to be with a bridesmaid, and who's not in the best of health. So prayers are going up to her. Her name is Holly. And anyways, chiropractic.
She's now unmuted. What do you want to know?
What do we want to know? You're a bone tracker. No. Dr. Liliana, we've never met. So in the 20-plus years that Vance has been doing conference calls, I feel like I'm still figuring out how to do this, and fortunately the echo just disappeared, so that was nice. And when Sherry and I were chatting last night, she said, "Vance, she's all yours." I went, "Oh, this is going to be fun." I've never in 20 plus years had the opportunity to interview somebody that I've not talked to prior to the call, so you are my first.
It's going to be super fun.
So let's jump on into it. That being said, if I bumped into you, or since I don't know you from Eve, tell me about yourself, but let's hear the Nikan version. If you and I bumped into each other and you said, "Oh, you're a chiropractor, but I also heard from somebody, a friend of mine, that this is you something to do with Japanese wellness." Tell me about that, Dr. Liliana.
You got it. So I've been in practice just under 13 years, and the first couple of years, what I found was that even though my patients did great and got well, that there were parts of their life that kept interceding and creating health issues. And part of my mission as a chiropractor is to help their bodies thrive on all levels. And it's easier to help someone thrive at the source than have to deal with repercussions later. So I was really, really looking for ways to help people thrive on the front end of health. And so I met Sherry Danzig, I guess it's been about 11 years now, I'm thinking, 12 years maybe, and so pretty new into practice, and she introduced me to the water system from Nikan, and instantly I could tell, and I'd been researching water systems already, and instantly I was like, this is it, this is perfect. It did everything I needed it to do. It gave my patients the opportunity to help their bodies thrive in a really basic way with the way they were hydrating themselves. Because just being hydrated isn't enough. And I talk a lot about this in the office. You can drink all the water you want, but if it's full of crummy ingredients, then who cares that you did that? In fact, you may have done more harm than good. So if we're toxifying ourselves with disgusting water, that's maybe doing more harm to the organs, et cetera, than what just not drinking then would do, interestingly enough. So because then we have to do all the processes to detoxify for whatever was in the water. So to me, water was kind of the basic thing I wanted to start with. And so I introduced Nikan into my practice pretty early on, and people loved it. They were like, "This is totally amazing. It makes sense for, you know, what our goals are. It's affordable. It, you know, does more than any of the other ones we've researched," which were all the conclusions I had come to, which is why I chose Nikan over any other brand. And I still find that to be true 12 years later. So that's a great thing to be able to say.
Dr. Liliana, let me interrupt you right there. You said you chose Nikan because over any other brand. Tell us, I mean, did you research it? Did you look at other systems out there? Why did you choose Nikan's Pimag system?
Yeah. So when I met Sherry, I had already been researching water systems because I already knew that that was kind of a fundamental piece of the healing that needed to happen for my patients that they were not currently getting. And so I had already been looking into systems, and what I was finding was that, you know, system A might do, you know, might do a little bit of alkalinity, but it doesn't, you know, clean the water as deeply as I want it cleaned, right? Doesn't decontaminate it at the level I need or want. And then another might be really good at the contaminant level, but then it's dead water, right? Or it's, you know, or it's so good at it that it strips out all the minerals, but then doesn't bother placing them back in. And what I found is that all the requirements I was figuring out that I needed, Sherry told me about the Nikan water system, and it fit all of them. And so it was the only system, and it still is the only system that I know of, that meets all my requirements, and more, actually, because it has the microclustering and everything. So it actually is even exceeds my requirements, which is pretty amazing to be able to say.
Okay, so let me play devil's advocate since we're going down this road, and since we don't know each other, all of maybe 13 minutes ago,
sure.
When first met. But wait a second, because I know, because I have a friend who sells these units that are, you know, upwards of a few $1,000, and they say that theirs is better because it uses electricity to change the structure of the water, and if I drink it in the first 15 seconds, that I'm getting the optimum. So, but theirs has got to be better because it's more expensive.
My favorite one. Okay, so hear this all the time. And, you know, so when we talk about water and why we choose Nikan, there are a couple in my office with patients. There are a couple key points that we always make. So one is just affordability. More expensive does not mean better. And to me, a business who needs to make money to survive, to provide products in the first place, who keeps their costs down to an affordable level so that anyone can afford this product is in higher integrity than somebody that's charging a ton. So price does not necessarily mean better quality. Also, I would say that from my research at least, the really expensive systems, especially the ones that use electricity, so I have kind of two issues there. One, they still don't do all the things that the Nikan water system does. So it might make it really alkaline, it may change the molecular structure. There are a couple different ones out there that do these sorts of things, but they don't do all the things. They don't remineralize. They don't take out the contaminant levels to the level that meets my requirements like the Nikan one does. So there are a couple things that aren't happening there usually. So that's the second point. And then also the electricity thing is something I want to comment on. So the part of what I love about Nikan is that all of their products are created with nature in mind. So when they have a product, I know that they did the best possible job in creating it in a way that honors our connection with in our bodies, our connection to the earth and to the fields around us. So I don't want to use more electricity and more false energy input when I can, in my life at all, or my patients' lives, when I can use really natural ones that are just as effective. So Nikan harnesses those natural fields, energy fields, and technologies, and duplicates that into a product that brings you really closer to nature, right? Kind of duplicating if you were getting this in a natural setting. So I would always rather my patients skip an electronic version of something if there's something that is a non-electronic version of it. Because when we bring electronics into it...
Dr. Lillian, can I stop you for a quick second? I'm going to start getting texts from folks saying, she's breaking up, Vance. We're losing her. Where's she going? It doesn't sound like you're moving around, so it may just be a bad connection, and maybe it'll fix itself, maybe it won't. There's one. Thank you for answering those questions, because we hear these a lot. I received one this week from my middle daughter, who was asking me about distilled water, and I thought, is she arguing with somebody, you know, arguing for Neken, because this kid's grown up with Neken. That's all she knows, and she drinks, you know, right out of the waterfall and fills up her bottle every day faithfully, and then, you know, panics when it goes empty. The sports bottles would be great, but our family drinks too much water. Anyhow, my point is this. She brought up that point, and so I answered her question, and then I immediately, I think it was later that day, somebody said, oh, yeah, this water is better because... oh my goodness, what was the... Oh, that was it. We should not, and this is crazy, and I put these people into the crazy category that need one of those white wraparound jackets that buckle in the back, because it's just crazy talk as far as I'm concerned, that we should not be drinking water that's slightly alkaline or even really alkaline. We should be drinking water that's neutral or a little bit acidic. Now, to me, that's crazy. But I'm not a doctor. I'm not a chiropractor like you are. How would you address that when somebody says to us, oh, we should never drink water that's even slightly alkaline? That's not good for us.
Yeah, so this is a comment I hear a lot also. And, the thought there is, I understand the thought process there. And the thought process there is that we need acidic saliva. And between our mouth and our stomach, it's a really acidic environment. So we're actually creating, the idea is that if you drink alkaline water, that you're creating an alkaline environment where biologically it's supposed to be acidic. So the difference is, though, that, so I'm going to forget the term for this because it's beyond my training, but there is, I actually went to a nutrition conference training with a woman who does consulting with NASA, and she was, she's like a scientist and does all sorts of testing and research, and she's a really cool lady, and she actually was talking about this because somebody was making the same comment, and I was saying how, because we do a muscle testing nutrition technique in my office as well, and the water, the Neken water, always tests really well, but other alkaline water often does not. And so I was asking her about this, and she said it has something to do with like how the water is alkalinized and how that affects the cells of the body. And so... So this would be a technical question for someone else, probably, actually, but I can tell you that it definitely has something to do with, the technical part of that has something to do with the natural way that it's alkalinized rather than like electricity.
Using electricity, exactly. No,
so,
and that
makes it usable in a different way. Yeah, sorry. It just makes it usable in the cells in a more productive way that makes the cells not respond in a negative way to that and actually utilize it rather than offset the acidity.
Right. No, I ask that kind of as a rhetorical question because when I hear it or when somebody says it to me that, oh, Vance, I would never drink water that's alkaline because I've read articles that we shouldn't do that. And I'm like, really? Okay, great. You just validated. I can go back to my Mountain Dew consumption.
Yeah.
And they go, what?
Exactly.
Well, what you're telling me is I should be drinking acidic products like Mountain Dew or Coke or Pepsi. And I used to be addicted to Mountain Dew. You know, this is, we're talking 20 plus years ago because I lived on the road and was, you know, all these other things. But I said, I thrive on this now. And I keep getting told that my skin is healthy. My burn scars from, 40 years ago, they don't even notice them anymore. And, well, maybe because my skin's more hydrated. I don't know. But what you're telling me is I shouldn't drink this? Wow, okay. All right, you keep going down your road and drinking your carbonated beverages, and I'll go down my road, and we'll see. And let's check back in 5-10 years and see who looks a little more healthy and see who's got more energy. And I just read a great article, and maybe you could comment on this, and I want to go a different direction with my line of questioning. And by the way, Sherry gave me full permission to basically accost you this morning. Throw every kind of curveball. But I want to pull this up. I just read this out of ARC, okay, this morning, and I found it terribly fascinating. And here's the title of the article: The Dangers of Over-the-Counter Pain Relievers. And in the article, it talks about that Tylenol, the active ingredient in Tylenol, the doctor is going on to say that 50% of acute liver failures in the U.S. are the direct result of 50,000 emergency room visits a year because of this one active ingredient in Tylenol. And it's just an over-the-counter thing. And they're saying that, look, this is a major issue. And I'm reading this going, well, the liver, if maybe these people would just start hydrating themselves. And this is the way my brain works early in the morning. And I'm thinking, is it that easy? Is it that easy, Dr. Liliana, that water could be such a crucial ingredient to basic wellness?
Yes, it is. So, in chiropractic, just in case someone on the call doesn't know what chiropractic does or what our goal is in the body, basically we're adjusting the structures of the body to create ease in the system overall, the body overall, which takes pressure off the nerves and allows everything to function better, basically. So when we adjust someone, the thing we're adjusting, the name of that thing, the diagnosis, if you will, is a subluxation. And a subluxation comes from stores in the body because the body isn't able to integrate something in the moment when it gets that input. So it stores it, and then we can access that later and help the body release it and work through it, etc. And so, but what we talk about in chiropractic, the point here is that those subluxations come into the body or settle in the body because of a trauma, toxin, or shock. And when we talk about, trauma, everyone knows that, like you have a trauma and you might go to the chiropractor to help your body with that. Or, we all know how when we're stressed out, we hold that in our system. So we can kind of see like physically why we might need an adjustment for that. But the toxin piece is, I think, one of the most interesting. And so when we have any kind of toxic input into our body, that is something our body has to be able to handle in that moment. And if it can't, it has to store in the body. So when we drink chlorinated water, when we take a medicine, a pharmaceutical that has a negative side effect, which I don't know of one on the market that doesn't, literally, and if we, eat crummy food all day long, all of those things are, we live in a city with smog, whatever it might be, all of those toxins load up in our system, and our liver, for example, is one of the organs that takes the biggest hit from that. And so as we talk about toxic load in the body, really the easiest thing somebody can do to help support proper detoxification so that stuff doesn't just have to store is drink water that supports that process. And so water absolutely 100% is one of the foundational pieces to wellness. You there, Vance? We might have lost him, so I'm going to keep talking. So, let's see. What else can we add to that? So when the body... Got to kind of gather my thoughts here, guys. Hold on a sec. So as the body takes in any kind of toxin, it can store in all different areas of the body, which is why I love that Nutan has these different supplements that support different areas of the body, because depending on where a particular person's body kind of stores their stress, whether it's cardiovascular or in an inflammatory sense or in their GI tract, like whatever that is, we have something that can help to support that. And when we're, just while we wait for Vance to get back on.
I'm back.
And you're here. Oh, good.
Sorry, I'm running all over my house.
That's okay.
Trying to get the phone to connect, and I'm like, I am not moving. This is not my phone. You mentioned the key word inflammatory.
Yeah.
And I said this last night while doing a three-way. 6 months ago, if you would have told me, I'd be so. And I remember years ago, whether it was 8, 10 years ago, Roger Drummer addressing this word about, you know, he said, you know, and I'm gonna loosely paraphrase the way he said it. He said it all deals with inflammation. All of the Nutan Wellness Home products help the body detoxify inflammation, get it out of the body, whether it's a, you know, a comforter that's made out of, you know, NASA technology, or it's a pair of insoles, or it's the water, or it's the nutrients. He said every product that Nutan produces helps the body get rid of the inflammation. So segue into today, what we have today, and the results. Folks, I don't know how to say this any more strongly. Unless you're living in a cave and you're not connected to even one Nutan conference call a week, we are hearing more variety of stories all over the page. But it all comes back to inflammation, because we're hearing more stories about the Kinko ground and getting it out of the body faster than we've ever seen before. And I've said this before, and I want to get your take on this, Dr. Liliana, is that we're literally surrounded, totally surrounded at any given time of the day, unless we're out in the middle of a field that's not near any Wi-Fi connection, any power lines. We are getting bombarded by negative EMFs that are creating in my opinion, a stockpile of inflammation, and the body can't function because it's getting distorted. Do you see that, or would you agree with that, or am I way off in left field?
No, 100%.
Okay.
Okay,
so is the Kinko ground all that and so much more?
So I actually just got mine, so I haven't had much time to play around with it, but I will say that all of our products, the physical products, not consumables, right? Kind of the physical products, help with the EMF overload. And, you know, like I said, we use a muscle testing technique in my office. So we actually did, when we got the Kinko ground in this week, we just tested it just to see, like, in a couple of different circumstances, like, what happened. So what we did, just for fun for you guys, is we took somebody who we know has a stressed out, we used thyroid as the example, so a stressed out organ, and which, you know, the thyroid, because of its hormone component, is very sensitive to electromagnetic radiation, for lack of a better term, right, EMF fields. And so this particular person has, we know, a very tired, worn out, sick thyroid. And so what we did is we had tested her, she has a weak arm when we touch her thyroid, so that tells us body's working too hard on that area and it needs some support. And we had her not even plugged in. We put the Kinko ground on her body and she tested stronger, not even plugged in. Which tells me that, yes, not even plugged in, so not even at its maximum capacity of Functionality, thank you. It already gave her body more energy to be able to focus where it needed to be focusing. Not plugged in. So that just blew me away. So point being that that product already, for me, in just a little bit I've been able to play around with it, speaks volumes to its ability to help buffer for our environment. And, you know, we did this test in our office where we're phone-free. We have everyone turn off their phones in the office. We don't use Wi-Fi, et cetera, because we're creating a healing space, and you can't possibly feel surrounded by EMS.
So really? You can't?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I know. Crazy, right?
even though Multnomah County, where I live, says it's okay to build your home 200 feet away from a high voltage power line. You're saying that probably is not enough.
I'd probably not suggest it.
Okay, before we can go on and on and on, and I wanna kind of wrap a bow on this, but Lori Jones just sent me this question, and she says, if someone who takes 8 to 10 different medications, could they be so toxic that they may break out into hives, or so sick that the doctors can't even figure out why the hives? Could medication, I mean, as a first responder and one who makes fun of commercials all the time, when they say, please ask your doctor about taking this, but by the way, you may get, and I'm
right.
The problem is, I've brainwashed our daughters too, because they start acting out the people on the commercials, and we all have fun making fun of it, and going, no, I just want to die instead of taking that. Could somebody?
I would say you've
body
educated your talking? Daughters.
Yeah, they're all brainwashing like I was as a kid.
Yeah.
Nutrition. That's what I call it, brainwashing. Because their friends are now looking at them going, why would you eat healthy? What's wrong with just going to McDonald's? Because it's cheaper. Which, by the way, 69 million people a day eat at McDonald's. More than twice the population of Canada eats at McDonald's.
It's pretty disgusting.
Anyway,
it's pretty crazy.
Could a person's body be so toxic that it's breaking out into hives because of all those medications?
The answer is yes. So actually, when you hit 7 medications, automatically there's a negative interaction between some of them once you hit 7. So really, no one should ever be on, hopefully none, but we know that's not the case. So, but once you hit 7, there's 100% chance that something is interacting with something else, meaning that you're getting symptoms from that interaction, and then you have to treat the symptoms for the interaction. So then you're adding more to more to more until the system's just on such overload that it can't, it just shuts down. So yes, absolutely, you can have something like hide from a medicine interaction, or just the overload in your body where your system says, your body organs say, I just can't do this anymore. And remember, your skin is your largest organ. It's where everything gets dumped when the organs can't do anything anymore. So absolutely, that can be a symptom of too many medications, really.
No, you answered that beautifully, because that's one of those things that we see all the time, and not all the time, but I should say that I see it in the fire industry with people that we heard a story this week. One of our patients, 37 years young, he admitted to consuming a third of a gallon of vodka per day, and 455 pounds. And unfortunately, he's no longer with us. I would look at that and just say, well, duh.
Right.
That much toxicity in the form of alcohol, that'll take your life. And besides the weight and all the other factors. But Dr. Liliana, one last question, and that is this. For people that are not in the medical community like yourself, those of us who are simply NECN wellness consultants, we're doing our best to help educate the people we come in contact with. You really focus in on, honed in on water. We never got into, which I was hoping to, but for the sake of time, we'll have to save that for a later date for those of us who are actively building a NECN business. But when it comes to water, is there a, again, take your chiropractic hat off, if you could. Is there a simple way that we could help people understand the value of a NECN sports bottle or the NECN waterfall? I think you've already kind of addressed that, but again, mm-hmm. you came at it from the chiropractic perspective. Is there a common sense thing that would grab people's attention, or that you've used even as a friend sharing it with other people?
Yeah. So, you know, what I tell everyone, and what I think anyone could tell anyone, is that our bodies are, depending on where you get your statistic, anywhere from, you know, 70% to 85% water. Every cell, every organ, every pathway of the body has to have water to function. So anything that's wrong with your body can be benefited by drinking great water. So something like the sports bottle becomes really important, because we want to nourish all those cells of the body at every chance possible. And you can, with a sports bottle, for example, you can fill up anywhere and have really good, healthy water at the drop of a hat. And, you know, the other big one there is the shower, which I just, you know, remind people that your skin is your biggest organ, and as it absorbs, it gives information to all those cells again. And so utilizing, you know, the shower and the on-the-go bottle and the water system and really nourishing yourself from the inside out is the best way to get back to health.
Thank you. All I can say is thank you, because I'm sitting here jumping at the bit to take what you just shared and share it with other people, because we've heard so many, not really arguments, but just lack of information, because people, I think part of it is marketing, part of it's advertising, and again, going back to the drug commercials, we get inundated and inundated and inundated, even if we're not TV consumers. It's out there. And when people say, oh, my doctor says this, well, really? Tell me about your doctor. Well, what do you mean? Well, are they overweight? Do they smoke? Do they, you know, exceed the, you know, normal levels of, you know, alcohol? And unfortunately, they're out there. And just common sense medicine doesn't exist. So, Dr. Liliana, sorry, thank you so much. Because
you're so
I
welcome.
Know this has been a wealth of information, and just so grateful for what you're doing in your practice and helping people understand the value of this. And I know that we focus in on water, but that's the direction you went, and I really, really appreciate this, because it is a very, very, very simple solution. And when NECN provides it in a waterfall for, you know, $300 and a quarter, right around, you know, $350 with shipping and sales tax for most of us, this is a no-brainer, especially when you break it down over time and, you know, pennies on the dollar. So any last thoughts that you'd want to share with the NECN wellness consultants out there that has been beneficial to you?
You know, I think just remembering that NECN is a company with integrity. And, you know, there are so many companies out there that don't have that. And when I talk about their products, I feel 100% sound that I'm making the best recommendation I can for somebody, because I know that NECN has their best health in mind as well. And so I think everyone should be very proud that they've connected themselves with such an amazing company and such amazing products.
Okay.
So good job, everybody.
And if people want to visit you in person, you're in Atlanta, correct?
I'm in Decatur, yep, which is the suburb of Atlanta.
Okay, so Atlanta, Georgia. If you're ever in the Atlanta, Georgia area, then you can look her up. That question just came in to me via text, so I thought I would address
it. And I'm happy to do this again, Vance, on another topic if you like, and I'm also happy to answer questions via email if people want to email me questions.
Okay. Hey, well, would you be willing to share your email address with people if they want to email you?
Yes, certainly. So my direct email is Lotus of Life, Lotus like the flower, L-O-T-U-S, of Life, D-R-L, like Dr. Liliana, so Lotus of Life, D-R-L, at gmail.com.
Pretty simple.
And my website, if you want to look at it, is lotusoflifechiropractic.com.
lotusoflifechiropractic.com, and I'm sure your email address is on that as well. So again, folks, this is another wonderful tool in your toolbox, in your arsenal, and I would even suggest as soon as this call gets posted on Saturday AM Live, and I want to get this out there in the recording as well, Steve doesn't always have the time to get everything posted on the fancy section of the website, as I call it, with the picture and the bio and all that. But always in the 2019 recording tab, you'll see these here. Literally within a few minutes of the call, usually they're posted up there or by the end of today. He's a consultant and he doesn't get paid to do this. He does it on his own free will. So 2019, I just checked. And also want to segue in there. If you missed last Saturday's very long, sorry for that, but I just let Ron talk with Ron Clark. I refer to him as my new best friend when it comes to understanding what first responders, police, firefighters, paramedics, people who are putting their life on the line every single day. That was a fantastic story. But there's a 3-minute and 52-second YouTube video, which has been circulating around out there amongst the world of Meekanites. And use this, and we'll get it up on the website as well if you haven't, but less than 4 minutes to introduce people to the Kinko ground. This is a revolutionary product. So, anyhow,
Lynn,
pardon?
Find it immediately, the recording?
2019 recording. That tab.
On what? Tab for what?
well, just go on to the internet. It's right there.
You just type 2019 recording?
No. I'm sorry. I'm being facetious again. I am so terribly sorry. 2 million people every minute Google something in the world. That's the latest statistic. No, SaturdayAMLive.com.
Oh, and it's Saturday spelled out.
Live. Yes, Saturday is spelled out. Saturday AM, as in prior to noon, live.com.
Okay, and then one other question. If Lotus of Life, is it V as in Vance? R-L?
No. No, go ahead, Dr. Liana. Give that again.
Yep, Lotus of Life, D as in doctor. Like
oh,
Dr.
doctor.
Liana.
Oh, doctor. That
makes
sense.
Okay.
Yeah, so
thank
Lotus
you.
Of Life, D as in David, L as in Larry.
No, R, L.
Yeah.
Yes.
Doctor, D-R-L.
Yes.
D-R-L. So David... What's the,
Ralph.
The military code? Ralph? Yeah, there we go. I don't think that's the... Anyway, but I think everybody's got drl at gmail.com is the email, and then the website as well. So thank you, Dr. Liliana. I'm going to...
Thanks for having me.
...just say we appreciate you so very much for taking your time this morning and sharing with us.
Great. Thanks for having
me.
Thank you.